is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. In praise of Canada, Conrad Black, distinguished biographer writing at the National Post and the New York Sun, praising Canada for its conduct during the Ukraine conflict. For example, Reuters, Canada said it has provided heavy artillery to Ukrainian security forces, following up on a pledge by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Canada has now delivered a number of M777 howitzers and associated ammunition to Ukrainian forces. In addition, there is more news that is extremely positive. For example, the Commons, the House of Commons in Canada, has now voted unanimously to condemn Russia for genocide. That's the language, very strong language. It's a non-binding declaration brought by a legislature named McPherson. However, unanimously is extremely persuasive. Conrad, your most recent column to the National Post and also at the Daily Sun, New York Sun, points to Canada putting both shoulders into Ukraine conflict and praises Justin Trudeau getting the foreign policy all lined up very quickly. Are the Canadian people celebrating these successes in Ukraine? Is their heart being taken that Canada's contribution is paying off right now on the battlefield? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. Certainly here, as I think in all over the world, where you've got a reasonably free access to information, opinion is overwhelmingly on the side of Ukrainians, and it's added to in this country, in Canada, by the fact that next to the, I believe it is the case that next to the people of British ancestry and French ancestry, the largest ethnic group, I mean, they're completely assimilated now, mainly English-speaking people, but the largest ethnic group is the Ukrainians, even larger than Germans and Italians, for example. I mean, they're all big groups here, as they are in the United States, but the Ukrainians were particularly people that where Canada solicited immigration prior to World War One, and we have a very large Ukrainian community, millions of people in this country, and so they're politically influential. Many of them are you know, very successful and wealthy. So you have political factors buttressing the normal, decent, civilized reaction that the conduct of the Russian government is an outrage. And I think, in the last part of your question, I think the country is just starting to grasp that Justin Trudeau is actually doing a pretty good job on this issue. I mean, he gets mixed reviews for a number of things, but mind you, he was reelected for a third time just 6 months ago. But he's ramping it up, and I think that is appreciated, but hasn't been taken entirely on board yet. That's one of the reasons I wrote about it. I've been critical of him in some ways, so I like him personally, but I always believe in trying to give people credit when they deserve it publicly. I mean, as we all know, it's a terribly difficult thing to hold a great public office. You've always got a lot of criticism. So when people do something right, whether you generally support them or not, you should give them credit for it. And I think he's doing a good job here.
Does Justin Trudeau have an opportunity here to unite the nation? I know that the recent election, there was sharp division, hence he leads a minority government. Is this, and the unhappiness about the protests by the truckers led everybody to feel, there was despair, Conrad, coast to coast in Canada. Is this a moment?
And he could have handled it much better, I must say that, too.
Well, this is an opportunity then, because I can imagine the same truck drivers who were unhappy with him would be very happy with the support with Ukraine.
Yes, I don't think there will be anyone in the country who doesn't approve Canada taking a strong, unambiguous position, and not just votes in the House of Commons, but sending Ukraine things that they need and that will really help them. I don't think there would be any opposition to that. And so when you're in that position, it's like scoring in an open goal in a soccer game or hockey game.
And the road ahead for Canada. Now, Canada is a great producer of natural resources, including wheat, I mentioned. I think you're the top five or top four wheat producer. The world needs Canada to produce. Is it responding, Conrad? Is Canada?
I believe so. I think you know, there was a widespread view at the start of the Ukraine war, which was just 2 months ago, after all, that it wouldn't last long. I mean, most people bought into the theory that the Russians would have it all wrapped up and a ribbon on it within a few weeks. And the idea that it might go on for a while has caused those who are involved in the export of the kind of resources that are going to be squeezed here, including, well, basically everything that Ukraine exports, especially wheat, are just focusing on it now. But in fairness, I don't think anyone here is trying to make money out of it particularly. But if it's a matter of filling in so that there aren't shortages and famines, Canada will certainly do its part. We've done it before, and we'll do it again.
Yes, we've talked about this in terms of existential risk to Europe and to Russia. I ask you now to measure the temperature of the public in Canada, since it's put its shoulders to this fight. Is there an expression that Canada wants Russia destabilized or challenged in a fashion? You see, Vladimir Putin and his counselors are speaking of contests with NATO. Is there an interest in Canada?
Yes, and then Russians are using, as I understand it, this complete nonsense. It's like the Russian participation in World War II, where they were, I mean, never mind that Stalin and Hitler started the war together. They were sitting there at peace when suddenly the Germans attacked them, and now the Russians are claiming the whole world is against them, and that is nonsense. I don't detect, to answer your question, I don't detect any significant sentiment in this country that is hostile to Russia as a country or as a people. I mean, you know, it is the country of Tolstoy and Tchaikovsky, and you know, it's a distinguished nationality. But Putin is not popular, but no one that I know of here buys into the idea that he's another Stalin or anything like that. But there is very high, in fact, unanimous and strenuous opinion that this attack on Ukraine was an outrage. It was just an outrage. And you know, I think that's the world's view of it, apart from Russia's close allies and for their own reasons, the Chinese. And so I don't think anyone is focused on we've got to put Russia in their place, or even that we have to get, you know, chase Putin out of the Kremlin. Canadians wouldn't consider that was any of their business who governed in another country. But I mean, unless it was just an unbelievably odious person like Paul Pot or some Hitler or something like that. But you do have a very high level, I think, of happiness here as elsewhere, that the NATO alliance that was looking very shaggy is coming back together, that we're all singing out the same song sheet, and everybody's raising their defense budget, including us. And I praise the Prime Minister for that also.
And finally, in 30 seconds, a destabilized Russia is dangerous to Europe. Is that understood in Canada, that what comes at the other end must be a Russian that lays down its arms but not falls apart?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't want to exaggerate the insight of the average member of the Canadian public into Eastern European affairs, but I think the short answer is yes. Most people, if asked, would say that an unstable Russia is a bad thing. It's a big, important country. It's a huge landmass. And if completely unpredictable things started to happen there, that could be dangerous to the world. I don't think there's any ambition to achieve that.
Conrad Black, writing at the National Post and the New York Sun, in praise of Canada and Justin Trudeau for the support for the Ukrainian people. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.